commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right. Get Memphis and get in the game with Grizzlies 10 and 22 game packs starting as low as $13 per game. Get great seats at great prices to see your blue-collar Grizz host LeBron James and the Lakers, Steph Curry and the Warriors, and more. So get tickets today. Call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Get tickets and join Mike Conley and your Memphis Grizzlies as they take on John Wall and the Washington Wizards tonight, October 30th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a 2018-19 Grizzlies Magnet schedule presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners. For tickets to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Not a viewer.
Can I just stop the music real quick for a second? Because I forgot something.
Well, you can do whatever you want because you are you're running the control board.
Thanks, Frank.
You have.
Yeah, this is a library line. You don't worry about it.
You've never seen the Muppets.
I forgot to open the annex for the Playhouse.
This is great radio.
Hey, just be quiet, all right, for a second.
The annex. Yeah. Stage 4 Alzheimer's or stage 3? Stage 4 Alzheimer's Lyme is moderate decline.
I don't understand what it is he forgot
stage
to do.
Stage 5 is significant decline.
You opening, just shut up for a second?
He's opening the annex.
Irish Alzheimer's is when you forget everything
God,
but your grudges.
Suckle.
What did you miss?
All right, I forgot to get the polka music ready after the Playhouse was ended.
That's British Alzheimer's when you forget the polka music.
I got it. All right,
those Brits are always forgetting their polka music.
Will you shut up?
Those old, dirty
don't worry, the audience will email him and tell him to shut up.
Here we go. Here we go.
Nice, smooth.
Thank you.
Wow.
Jack.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 30th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank, a place where I do all of my banking and have for several years now. Also the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock without fail. A show so good it takes two people to host it. Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9. Tell you a little bit more about First Community and a great home equity loan. But first, this.
Hey!
Like a couple of people in the room today have had a little bit too much Red Bull or something. I don't know what it is. The control board. Maybe he got addicted to Red Bull when he lived for 19 years over in Birmingham, England, and it ate up his teeth, and he came back over here to get them all straightened out, which he did, and 10 of those years he spent in Birmingham, England. Another one of those foreign towns we decided to pronounce another way when we went to name Birmingham, Alabama. Not Birmingham,
hey,
but Birmingham. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to give a special shout-out to Bev Camera. She has already donated $100 to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Wow. Good for her.
Wow, ain't that cool?
Limey is using his birthday for those who... Well, you know what? In the Playhouse, I'll let you explain it.
Thank
you're using
you.
Your birthday, which is coming up Friday, to give people an excuse not to send you a gift, but to donate to Wounded Warriors. So we'll talk about that more. Don't let me forget that. Remind me to do that.
Will do.
In the room, in the house, in the studio, and in town, none other than Bill Cleveland. Tomorrow? Not sure. Don't know. He doesn't tell us. He doesn't give us like a weekly schedule. He could leave tomorrow, go north or south. He could be westbound, eastbound. Eastbound. I don't say eastbound. Edit it out.
Man, all right.
Edit it out.
I got you.
Radio edit.
Maybe northbound, southbound, westbound, or maybe...
Hold on.
We are going to do this until we get it right. What have I always told you?
Hey, on Frank, any I'm given hitting the road. Day, I'm hitting the road now.
I don't blame you. On any given day, a big radio station in town could be listening, thinking maybe we should hire those guys,
yeah.
And then they hear,
yeah.
Then they hear that.
Yeah.
I can't let them hear that. Edit it out. We're
all
doing
right.
It.
One second. My bad.
Radio edit.
He could be northbound tomorrow, southbound, westbound, or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
He wants out of here so bad. I don't blame him. In the quarantine room, the glass box, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers on.
And if I only had a brain...
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Oh, I said portfolio. Portfolio.
No, you did.
I did.
P-A-R-T. Portfolio.
Yeah. Portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, around the room we go to the man who does the news. He is the news. He runs the news. He runs the research department. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's an author. He has a book out. And there's something else. What is it? Just like Jim Rockford. In fact, looks a lot like Jim Rockford.
What?
Could have been his twin brother. Just kidding. He is a private investigator, full-time. He does this just for the heck of it. Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor or say anything you want.
Thank you, Frank. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator in St. Louis this month, and it came out with a book to tell you all about it. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's true and hilarious stories of a private investigator. You can buy it online at badmoodgoodmood.com. Chapter 46 is The Big Smoothie Strikes Again. It's about a certain broadcaster who ripped a Catholic high school for firing their coach, accusing them of racial inequality, and the coach had to call into the show and remind the host that he was actually a white guy.
Whoa, that's a good one.
Yep.
That would be a good one. All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And when Rat Boy heard earlier, Limey, that your birthday was Friday,
yeah,
he said he's not going to tell you exactly what kind, but it's going to be some kind of, what was it again?
Cheese.
Some kind of, yeah, cheese. The rest he's not going to say anymore.
Wow.
They're like 1,000 kinds. You're not going to know till Friday which kind you're going to get for your birthday. Of course, we won't be here Friday, so hopefully he'll take care of that Thursday.
Isn't your birthday like Tuesday?
Yes, my birthday on Tuesday. Oh, I was going to correct him in a little bit.
Hold on. I thought it was Thursday.
No,
or Friday.
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, but...
Yeah, today is Tuesday. Yeah,
so it's a week away?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's a... Why, if it's, hold on. Stop the music. If it's a week away, why earlier did you make a big deal out of your birthday? You could have done that later.
Because I'm trying to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project. So the more I talk about it, the more money
you
I can
go.
Get.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody could say that's not a good idea. Start the music again, would you? That music you hear, I guess, could be played by a lot of people, but not anybody could perform this kind of polka music. It's very difficult polka music. I don't know. Dan knows music. He can tell you. This is not just any polka song.
Oh, no.
And who does it best? Of course, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. And last year, I think his birthday was on a Monday.
It was,
Thank
Dan.
You, Dan. Thanks, Dan. That was really
great.
That was really something to add. Let me see. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank. One of the things that you turn to your bank to, in this case you should, or your banking facility, which is what First Community Credit Union is when you need some cash and you're a homeowner. I was probably 35, maybe 40 years old before I had any idea what home equity was. You know, you grow up and I have a high school education, for goodness sakes, and I didn't know what that was because they don't teach you that. And you go through your life for a few years and you try not to look stupid, so when somebody mentions things like home equity, you go, you don't even know what they're talking about. It's real simple. Let's say you live in a $200,000 house and you owe the banking facility or the mortgage company or whatever $100,000. House is worth two. You have $100,000 in equity. That's your part of the house that you own. And you can use that, if you're smart, you will, to borrow money for all kinds of things from First Community Credit Union. Here's the reason you want to turn to First Community Credit Union for that home equity loan, because right now, to the end of this year, which is will be here before you know it, you get, for the first 12 months, a rate of 2.99% APR. I don't think there's anybody else doing that for a full 12 months for the first year of that loan. Look into it. Check out their website. Find out more. Take advantage of it. If you need some cash to remodel your house before the holidays or after the holidays, as long as you get on it and lock this thing up by the end of the year. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations in the St. Louis area, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And there are lots of people, I'm one of them, who love doing all their banking there. FirstCommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Well, some days, even though he's here, he's wishing he'd made other plans, probably, and gone somewhere else. But he's trapped here now, and so he has to share with us some interesting place to go or something to see. His name is Bill Cleflin. And his segment and so many others are sponsored by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Please give it up for Bill Cleflin.
Who clapped?
I didn't clap.
I did.
I heard a fifth clap.
Twice.
Oh.
I'm having a rough day.
Don't worry, Frank.
Having
it's
a
okay.
rough day. Have some Red Bull like everyone else.
You know what, though? Thank goodness for editing. Think of all the things people would have heard that we screwed up it weren't for editing. Mm. So kick it out. We'll do it again.
I got
it out.
Radio edit.
I've been to Boston, Charleston. Bill Clavin, everybody. Give it up.
There they are.
That's more like it.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, except I had to hear all the stuff that wasn't edited out. Other than that, I'm doing good.
Well, yeah, but good night's sleep and then be like it never happened. Right. Where are we going today?
Today we are going to Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, man, the witch place. I've never been there.
That's right, the Salem Witch Trial. So for folks who don't know, so this was a series of hearings and prosecutions of people who were accused of witchcraft back in colonial Massachusetts. This happened back in 1692, between February 1692 and May.
Is that when Columbus sailed the ocean blue?
No, no.
It was 1492.
More than 200 people were accused, 19 of whom were found guilty and executed by hanging.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yep.
But they burned them.
That is actually a myth. That did not happen. Go to the computer if you'd like. That is a myth that did not happen. They were not burned at the stake. I'm so glad you brought that up.
How did they determine?
Who's Mr. Know-It-All, me or him?
You. That would be you in this situation.
Yeah. Okay. If I ever get executed, like commit a horrible crime and get executed, they'll be able to say, well, he received a lethal injection and he was hung. Get it?
Well done. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Limey.
Thanks, everybody.
Would they hang you by the neck on that? Or?
Well, no. Wasn't there actually one male witch that they killed?
There were five, actually.
Aren't they called something else?
Warlock?
Yeah, warlock. That's it.
Of the ones that were killed, 14 were women, 5 men.
Wow. How did they determine that they were...
Oh, man, they had some... Can I... I know a couple of these ones.
Was this about
the
wood and stuff?
Yes! No, they would, one thing that, I don't know if they did this in Salem, but one thing they'd do in England, they'd tie these tiny little women to this huge wooden chair weighed down by like metal and weights and chains and everything, and then they'd throw them in a pond. And if they floated, they were a witch. And if they died, they were innocent. So, you know, if they fell to the bottom.
Wait, this makes sense. If they died, they were innocent.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what they would do.
Well, you can't win because if you sink, you die. And if you float, you're a witch and they'll kill you.
I know.
You can't win with that deal.
Yeah, what? So lots of people were just kind of drowning. I'm like, well, they're dead, so I guess they weren't a witch. Yeah. My bad.
Well, this whole thing is a crock, just like what Trevor said, especially there. So the colonies actually admitted that the people who were convicted did not get due process, and they actually wound up paying their families some sort of a settlement.
No!
Yeah. Mm-mm. So, but it's about 15 miles north of Boston. I'm not really big into ghost tours. I know a lot of people are. You know, you'll jump on the little bus, or you'll walk around town. It's a very walkable town. You can walk through town, and they'll point out things. I don't know. I've done several of these ghost tours. I've never seen a ghost, so that doesn't make me really a believer. But I know people who have, and that's their thing, and that's fine. A lot of ghost tours, a lot of museums. They have places where they'll interact the actual trials, if that's something you'd like to see, reenactment. And then if you're going, there's actually a red line that goes all the way through the entire town. And so if you're going to walk through... What is so funny over there?
Nothing. No, sorry.
What the heck?
No, I'm sorry. I've just got the Monty Pythons going through my head. She turned me into a newt.
Oh.
I got better.
Bill, it's not distracting, isn't it? Maybe he's trying to do a segment, and you're over there laughing at something else.
I swear to God, Bill, there's a story in the New York Post right now, and it's about a British woman, of course, who went on a British TV show. This is the lead story in the New York Post right now. Says she went on a TV show and said that she cheated on her husband with a ghost, and now she slept with 20 different ghosts, and now she's engaged to one that asked her to marry him.
Hang on a second. Is that the Jeremy Kyle show?
I don't know the name of the show.
I bet you it is.
Is she related to Limey?
That's
her name is Phillips.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just kidding.
That's kind of like the Jerry Springer of the England world.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Bill, take it away.
I wish I was on the road right this moment.
He's engaged to a ghost.
I wish I was on the road with you.
I mean, once you sleep with 20 ghosts, how do you figure out which one you want to marry?
First of all, you're a whore. All right? If you're in a relationship, you have sex with 20 ghosts, you're a whore.
Why are you talking about this? The whole thing is stupid. There's no such thing. I mean, this is. I don't even believe this is getting any attention.
She can't get pregnant because they have Halloweenies.
Bill, go start the car. I'll be right out.
You're on your own, buddy. I'm out of here.
That was funny. Halloween.
Has anyone seen a ghost?
I've had a ghost experience. Yeah.
Really?
Well, hang on. What does that mean? If you've either seen it or you haven't, what do you mean you had a ghost?
Well, I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and it made me fear for the love of God. So, yeah.
Well, hang on, that's not a... What did you see?
All right, cool. So... This was about maybe 13, 14 years ago. My friend and I were walking my dog in the park. And as we were coming to the, like, entrance of the park, we were walking past this old abandoned house that had been built in 1926. And it used to be where the park warden would live, right? And as we're walking past this house, I just remember out of the corner of my left eye, I just saw this incredibly black shadow. And I'm talking just as black paint.
Like the Grim Reaper or something?
Like the Grim Reaper was just out of the corner of my eye. And I just stopped. And at the exact same time I did, my friend Richard stopped. And we both just kind of looked at each other. And there was just this look of just sheer terror on his face. And then right after that, like, we didn't say a word within a split second. We both just ran towards this streetlight at the entrance of the park. And I had my dog, the poor little thing, I'm dragging it behind me as I'm terracing it to the end of the park. And I am telling you, I have never been so scared in my life. I didn't see,
were
like,
you and
you know,
your buddy smoking pot?
I was going to ask the same thing, yeah.
Okay, well, yes, we were doing acid. Yes, we were smoking pot. But that shouldn't, like, you know, you're not going to see anything from smoking pot. And
I'm sorry. No, I am sorry. I've talked to a lot of people. Paranoia is a big part of pot smoking. Yeah. You think you see things that aren't there, and you and your buddy were doped up, and you thought you saw something.
No, you get paranoid because you think everybody is staring at you, which I get.
No. There are people that swear they see people next to them, or they whip around real quick, or somebody walked by who wasn't there. That's pretty common.
Those people are smoking peyote or something. This was, I'm telling you, and We both got the exact same experience. Like, we talked and it was just this sheer feel of terror just came over you. Like, I just felt scared. All I wanted to do was just to be standing in the lights. That is my only ghost experience.
Okay, round the room, because Halloween is tomorrow. Round the room. And let's start with, Bill, I know it's your segment. Let's just start with one, do you believe in ghosts? My answer is no.
I think I have to believe. There's so many people who are credible who have said they've seen them. But I've never seen them, so I can't, you know.
When I see one, then I'll believe it. But until I do, no. I'm sorry, I don't. I think that people can feel or think they feel the spirit of somebody who's passed away. Now, I do believe sometimes people confuse dreaming with God. I've had realistic encounters with people who are dead that were part of my family or life, and I wake up and I know it wasn't real, but it seemed real. But, yeah, the ghost thing. So the answer, I think, around the room is no. Nobody here has ever seen a ghost.
I've never seen a ghost. I believe that there are. I have friends that swear
a ghost. I want to. I really want to. I think it'd be cool.
This is the show me state. I say a big N-O. Show me a witch and I'll say yeah.
I lived with Satan for 7 years.
Okay, well, yeah, we know. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I'm done. We're done.
Salem, Massachusetts.
No, that's it. Why do you guys think I'm wrapping up early this week?
You did this to me yesterday.
Usually
you have a whole bunch of things to see when you're in a town.
You guys usually interrupt me more.
Don't they have some, like, you know, Salem bed and breakfast or something like that?
They have a lot of, I don't want to call them haunted houses, but places that you can go, and they do reenactments. And museums that have some sort of, not paraphernalia, what's the word I'm looking for? Artifacts from those days. If you don't like ghost tours, you're probably not going to like, because that is the big thing. People go there and they take them on tours and they point out where things happened. And like I said, if you're not a big ghost tour person, then you probably aren't going to like it. But if you do, then this is the perfect place. And probably I've delivered this news to you a couple of weeks too late, because this is the week to go. Halloween week is when they have
their... So, yeah, but they could plan it for next year. So
sure.
How far is this from St. Louis? Can you drive this?
Well, it's 15 miles north of Boston. So, I mean, I would drive it. Maybe most people would fly in to Boston and drive it.
What's the red line through town? What is that?
Yeah, so that just connects people to all of the historic spots. So if you are, you know, in town, you're walking, then you follow this line. It'll take you to all of the different spots that you absolutely should go if you're going to be there anyway.
See, that's a great idea. I think that is a great idea.
The line?
I mean, that makes the tourism thing easy. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I wish they'd Route 66. I wish they'd have a better way that when you're driving around, you go, hey, we're on Route 66. Make it more obvious than it is, because you really kind of have to hunt and plan it out and figure it all out.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but there's a line in Louisville, Kentucky, that will take you to the gravesite of Colonel... what's his name? Colonel Sanders.
Colonel
Harlow
Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders. Brent. And you'll drive, and you get to the cemetery, and there's a yellow line, and it takes you all the way to his. And people will. I'm not making this up. If you go almost any day, you will find people have dropped off buckets of chicken in front of his.
Come on.
I am not making that up.
You know, if I'm homeless and I live in that area.
There you go for a meal.
Bill, do you know why witches wear their names on their shirts?
Here it comes.
No.
So you can tell which is which.
Right, now wrap it up and go.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
And go home. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
It was a great segment.
Yeah.
We are on fire today.
Great show all the way around.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. That's the most disrespectful. It's been disrespectful to me, to Bill. Holy man.
Hey, are we going to do kid Halloween jokes today or tomorrow?
Well,
because we usually do that.
We said if anybody had them, and here, you know what? Tomorrow, for sure, yeah, we're out of time today, but tomorrow, yes, people call and give us your. These are for kids, Halloween jokes that they can use tomorrow night. Thank you, Bill, for reminding me. We did it earlier, but we haven't mentioned it.
I think Bill had some, probably.
Do you have some
Not at the moment. Not at the moment, but I can be prepared for tomorrow.
Yeah, bring them tomorrow. No, bring them tomorrow.
Oh, I'll bring some of them.
Also tomorrow, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us. If you have a pet, the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow, it's your opportunity to get some great advice from a guy who loves animals and is a great veterinarian. I'll make this quick because it's kind of serious. I like to listen to the news and watch the news, because some of it to me is so ridiculous. There was a guy spouting off on... one of the news channels or something about the synagogue shooting, and he was stupid enough to say, when somebody had said, well, if they'd had an armed guard there, a security person or something, they could have maybe stopped this guy. And this anti-gun guy says, well, he says, first of all, church is no place for violence, and there should not be any guns. And I thought, what? No, yeah, you're right. It's no place for violence, but it sure didn't stop that guy from killing 11 people. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say. No, there should never be anybody armed in a church. It's the church, and violence is not acceptable. Okay, then just let somebody walk in the church and kill 11 people. I could not disagree with that more. I just wanted to point out the stupidity of it. I don't know what viral means, but every day I hear somebody else say, well, it went viral. Is there a specific number of YouTube views or something? What makes something
viral?
I
think like a couple hundred thousand or at least 50,000 means it's going viral.
Well, it's kind of lost its punch, because it's like everything is viral. They need to up the number. It's sort of like New York Times bestseller list. Did you ever go and read what that really means? It means squat. It doesn't mean you sold many books at all. To get on the New York Times bestseller list, like 100,000 books or something.
I've got a brief explanation for you if you really want one.
Sure.
So Twitter, when something goes viral on Twitter, Twitter will rank how many people are commenting on a certain subject. So that number is going to change on any given day, depending on how many people are on Twitter at the time. So the most viral thing on Twitter at 1 a.m. may only have 4,000 people talking about it, but the most viral thing on Twitter at 5 p.m. might have 160,000 people talking about it. Mm-hmm. So something's viral at all times.
And they call it, on Twitter, they call it trending also.
Right.
No, that's Tim is Mr. Know-It-All, not Dan.
No, that was Tim too that said that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like I said, it's lost its punch. It's like breaking news. Viral doesn't seem to mean anything anymore. Now, Kathy Griffin was just at the Tomb Hill. For the life of me, I cannot imagine why anybody would go see her, but. This blows me away. If you ever go to the Post's online site, STL Today, that's the Post Dispatch. Have you ever noticed this, that any time the Post has pictures, you can buy the pictures? It says at the bottom of the picture, and it's a Post Dispatch photographer that took the picture of her up on stage, and it says buy, B-U-Y, and you click on it. They'll sell you a print of Kathy Griffin. I want to know who will pay for a picture of Kathy Griffin taken by a Post photographer on stage at the Two Hill. Mm. Who is that person? That just makes no sense to me. Or pretty much any picture that's in the paper. Oh, I got to buy a copy of that picture. I don't get that. Now, here's another weird thing I thought of. I watched them walk that pipe bomb guy out from one vehicle. Then, you know, they've always gotten there guarding him. They got a vest on him. And then there was also the synagogue guy. What's to keep... And the one guy was really big. Which one was the bulked up guy? Wasn't that the bomber, the pipe bomb guy? What's to keep them, when they're holding them, from just sitting on the floor and saying, I'm not getting up. I'm not going in for my arraignment. Isn't it interesting? I've never seen them carry somebody in. Yeah. But if I'm an SH disturber, I'm going all the way with it. I'm just going to sit down on the floor and go, no, you'll have to carry me in. And I just wondered why nobody had ever done that. If I ever do anything really bad, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make them carry me in. I'll be the first to do that. What else did I want? Freddie Freeman tomorrow. Don't forget, folks, the longest joke of the year, Freddie Freeman joke. Will be tomorrow. If you miss Pumpkinhead Harvey, we may play half of it tomorrow, a little of it tomorrow, but you can always go to YouTube and just type in Pumpkinhead Harvey. If you have kids or grandkids, it is there for everybody. And tomorrow we'll talk more about something that I read about this morning that I actually think is an idea I like. And it's when trick-or-treaters go out, there's a little bit of a trend that started. Instead of candy, give them fun toys like glow-in-the-dark vampire fangs or little pumpkin slinkies or things like this. I don't have a problem with that. If I had a bag and I got home, there's a bunch of little toys in it. But the other thing that's happened is, does anybody here know what it means when the home you go up to has a teal-covered bucket on the porch, or a teal pumpkin? Tell them what it means.
I believe this is for autistic people who like to go trick-or-treating for Halloween, so they may not be your average-looking, like, you know, young kid running around in a clown costume or something. They may be a little older, between the ages of, like, you know, 15 to maybe even 20, and I believe that teal stuff is for them. I may be wrong, though.
You are wrong. It means that we have things for kids with food allergies at this house.
Well, I'm an idiot.
So in other words, we have treats. If you have peanut allergy, tell us what it is, and we have other stuff that you can eat. That's what the teal thing means. And if a kid carries a teal bucket or bag or something, it means I have, you know, food allergies. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
We'll talk about how are you supposed to know that? I mean, you just said that. I've never heard that before.
No, it's new. It's like a new thing. Oh. Now, the teal deal. I think it's kind of stupid, actually. But the toy thing, if a kid has an allergy, the one thing it does let you know is, hey, don't give me any peanuts or something. They can drop a little toy in their bucket or bag. Okay, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
As a woman who's a widow, she lost her husband unexpectedly, and she's in her late 50s, and she's still energetic and still a woman, and, you know, and has needs. So she's decided after a few months, maybe it's time to start looking for, you know, a man, a companion. So she goes online and she just kind of runs this ad of sorts on some of these sites, and she says, husband wanted, must be about my age, late 50s, 60s, must not beat me, must not run around on me, must be very good in bed, and must apply in person. And she puts her address in there. So a couple days go by, a couple guys show up. Nah, not what she's looking for. Now, remember the ad. Husband wanted, must be about my age, must not beat me, must not run around on me, must be good in bed, apply in person. On the fourth day, doorbell rings, she opens the door and sees a guy who looks to be late 50s or 60s in a wheelchair. He has no arms and he has no legs. She says, can I help you? And he says, yeah, I'm here about the ad. You're looking for a man. You're looking for a husband. She says, no offense, but you don't really want me to consider you, do you? You don't have any arms. You don't have any legs. You're in a wheelchair. He says, well, think about it. You didn't want a man to run around on you. I can't run around you. I don't have any legs. You didn't want a guy who would beat you. I can't beat you. I don't have any arms. She says, yeah, but did you read the part about I wanted a guy good in bed? He goes, hey, I rang the doorbell, didn't I?
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Staples. Watch for a stall northbound 270 before Page. They cleared the accident southbound 270 at 44. You've got solid delays from 64. Southbound 170, you're jamming Olive to 64. There's an accident westbound 64 near Bellevue. Expect delays. Westbound 44 jams Jefferson to Shrewsbury and a traffic incident. Westbound 44 at 109. Staples specializes in bold color printing to help your business stand out. Now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing in-store only offer. Ends 11/10/18. See store staples.com/20back for details. Print more color, attract more customers, save more money. Staples. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a PI with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's 50 hilarious and true stories of the life of a PI. It's a great $15 stocking stuffer, or send someone an e-version or an audiobook version for just $13. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code 590 and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code 590 when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes. Only void where prohibited.
Hey St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now there'll be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get it?
Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and by the business that's right next door to Annie Gunn's. That would be the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Monday. And, I just thought you drop a gift card in some kid's pillowcase or bucket or whatever they come to the door with. You drop a gift card to Annie Gunn's in there. Those parents, when they tear into that kid's candy to eat it, they'll flip out when they see those in there. They'll steal those from their kids. You can bet on that. It's a great restaurant. It's a great smokehouse. And gift cards, seriously, are a good idea. For any day and every day and any occasion, you can buy them in all kinds of denial. You tell them how much you want the gift card for, and that's what they'll knock out. And they sell thousands of them every year. Because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse proudly present Mike Evans, everybody.
Hey, homie.
Right. Seven full minutes. Run with it.
Wow, I'll be having.
Hey, you. Hey, when dinner. kids come to your door, because you're in Dallas now. I bet you're in a pretty thick neighborhood with a lot of houses. You're probably gonna have a lot of trick or treaters tomorrow night.
That's what I hear. Yeah, I hear there's a lot of kids come out.
Okay. A lot you of wine. Kids. We pour wine in their bag, or give them a little.
No,
now,
homie,
bottle.
Please.
Well, okay.
But I will be having dinner 1 month from today at Annie Gunn's.
Ooh, all right.
I got a big calendar. I mark it off to the days I get to go to Annie Gunn's. That's just me. I'm not just your daddy.
All right, what's going on?
Pop quiz themed celebrities who aren't who you think they are. Today, name the name of the celebrity born John Stevens. We know him better as who? John Mayer, John Legend, John Goodman. Oh, Mr. Gotta. John Travolta. United Kingdom Love Nuggets. There is a tell-all book about to come out how Prince Charles was going out on Princess Di just weeks after they were married and how he continued to wander off the reservation during the entire marriage or a lot more other camellias. I think this guy is about... He's as ugly as they come. He's as ugly as homemade sin, this Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Nobody would disagree with that.
Yeah, no.
He marries Princess Di, and he's going out on her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to think his mom owns the country, so, you know, I mean, you can pretty much get a lot of women.
He was an idiot.
That Camilla Parker Bowles. Limestone, do you have the sound of her face?
Oh,
yeah, I'll say.
Yeah,
find it for this.
So, blimey, do people in England like him?
That's kind of torn right now. A lot of people do respect him because he's kind of been a decent person ever since Princess Diana died. But a lot more people, ever since the royal wedding, about what 4 or 5 years ago, everybody really prefers Prince William. And there's actually been talks of just skipping Charles completely and just having it go from the Queen, pass down the crown to William. But I don't think the Queen would actually do that.
I tried to talk to that Charles one time. I said, "Hey, Charles, you got a minute? Can I talk to you?" He said the same thing to me Barack Obama said. Go ahead, I'm all ears.
I bring
that out any chance I get.
I understand that both Harry and William really don't like their dad. They don't talk to him much.
Really?
They moved as far away from him as they can. They really, huh?
Wow, I had no idea
wrong?
About that. I didn't know that. I didn't. That if so, that's news to me. That's kind of amazing.
They actually avoid him. They don't do any personal appearances with him. They actually kind of avoid the guy.
Wow. I guess times have changed, eh?
Have a drink of wine. Mm. How about some movie news, homie?
Ready.
Dennis Hopper. Are you okay, Frank? You don't sound a little down today.
Let me check. No, I'm fine.
Good. Movie news. Dennis Hopper, the owner of the Bunny Ranch and the 6 other legal whorehouses in Nevada, who was found dead at the Bunny Ranch 2 weeks ago. You know, he was favored to win the Nevada State Assembly seat next Tuesday, and he'll still be on the ballot. And already there's talks of a biopic. Apparently, a lot of his clients were very famous people, and there was a lot of funny business going on. George Clooney has talked about interest of playing Dennis Hoff, which is ridiculous because Dennis Hoff was a bald-headed, fat old guy.
Yeah, I'll play it. That's my part.
Well done. See what he did there? I like it. Celebrity sighting. Looking fabulous. 80-year-old. Marlo Thomas. That girl.
Really? She got a. You know what? Who cares? Okay.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's cute. She's cute.
Devoting her life to charity in the St. Jude hospitals that her dad started, Danny Thomas. Really, very attractive. She was visiting out here in Dallas and looked really good. Have an odd Don't You Know Who I Am at a tiny New York donut shop with just a half a dozen tables. A young lady was going from table to table talking to folks, handing out literature. A owner of the donut shop calmly told her, please don't bother the customer. She snapped, don't you know who I am? He said, no. She says, I am Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Who the heck is that?
Oh.
Who's that? It's that girl, the one, the primary in New York for a congressperson.
Yeah.
She's young. She's about 24 years old. She was a big, shocking winner for in the primary. You've seen her on, you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're on about.
Yeah. Now. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
but who the hell would care?
Nobody.
I don't get that at all. I mean, it's just ridiculous if you ask me. I don't understand why anybody would know. Well, I guess if you live in the district. Odds and ends. Saw some old footage the last couple of days about Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, Super Bowl III, Stanley Cup championships, and in the footage. Couldn't help but notice Hall of Famer Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings and Lynn Dawson of the Kansas City Chiefs and Brett Starr of the Green Bay Packers all smoking cigarettes while they're sitting on the bench at the games.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Smoking cigarettes. And okay, offense, things they put on their different. Helmet, put the cigarette out and go out. Then they come back in when defense goes on the field and light up another cigarette.
Yeah, that was a different world. 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Especially when you consider, I mean, then I got the thing in Virginia Slims actually for 10 years sponsored women's tennis, the cigarette company.
Yeah.
And finally.
Seconds.
And finally. Who is born John Stevens? Miss Adam is the guy, John Travolta, John Goodman, John Mayer, or John Legend?
I'm going to go with John Mayer.
I'll go Travolta.
Well, it has to be Mayer or Legend. So I'll go John Mayer.
John Stevens changed his name when he was 16 to John Legend.
I did say it was either Legend or Mayer.
Because you did. You did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Travolta or Goodman. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, they're right next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Gift cards, always a good idea. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Doug, the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is trying to keep a low profile during his visit to Pittsburgh this afternoon because of criticism over his visit. The president's paying his respects to the victims of Saturday's mass killing at a synagogue where 11 people died because of their faith. Protesters in Pittsburgh called on Trump to denounce white nationalism and told him he's not welcome until he does. They gathered near the Tree of Life Synagogue. Multiple reports say Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger was murdered in a West Virginia prison. Prison workers say two fellow inmates killed the mob boss and former FBI informant after he was transferred to USP Hazleton, a high-security prison. Bulger had been convicted of killing at least 11 people and was serving a life sentence. The family members of his victims, like Mary Callahan, are reacting to the news.
And anybody who had any contact with him ended up hurt in some way or another. And with my husband, of course.